You're listening to SBS News.
In late July, thousands began flocking to Ihumatau, an area in South Auckland, to protect the area from being turned into a 480-house development. The land is culturally significant and believed to be one of the first places occupied by Maori people. A week after the protests began, hundreds of peaceful demonstrators remain. The protests are being led by Maori group Save Our Unique Landscape, or SOUL. They aim to have the land returned to the local tangata whenua, which is the Maori word for indigenous people with historic and territorial rights over land.
People have been describing this as the revolution of our generation and, the biggest Maori movement of this time.
That's Pania Newton, the woman who's emerged as the face of the protests, speaking to New Zealand broadcaster News Hub. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has been urged by Ms. Newton and other protesters to personally visit the site. She was criticised for not immediately doing so. Ms. Ardern did, however, bring forward a meeting with those involved, local tangata whenua, the developers and the Auckland City Council, which decided there'd be no construction until the parties can reach an agreement.
We have heard here the strong voice of young people, the rangatahi, who feel a really strong connection to the land and feel very strongly about the issues that are being raised here. At the same time, of course, we hear the perspective of mana whenua, who do want to see their people housed on ancestral land. So those are, of course, the two competing tensions that we hear.
Meanwhile, Maori land activists protesting a separate housing development in Wellington say they're watching the outcome of the Ihumatau occupation closely. Hirini Mepham, who's fighting a development in Shelley Bay, told Radio New Zealand what happens with Ihumatau could have wide-reaching effects.
Oh, I tell you, we'll be very, very, very interested because I think it's far-reaching and it's going to have significance not only for us, but I think in the wider Māori context. What the government does is going to be really interesting for all of us.
It comes as protesters in Victoria continue to camp out to try and prevent the construction of a four-lane highway in the state's west. Since June last year, a group calling themselves the Jub Warung Embassy have been fighting the project, which would require the destruction of hundreds of trees considered by the local indigenous population to be sacred. Some of the trees are more than 800 years old. Among them is a sacred birthing tree, said to have been the birthing place of around 10,000 Jub Warung babies. Evan Young, SBS News.